Well, if you're at home, let's all stand together, take your Bibles and go to Psalms 119, Psalms 119. I hope this message is more of a help to you tonight. I'm preaching a message that's very practical, a little bit of some practical instruction on how to memorize Scripture. How many of you adults at home, listen now, how many adults at home have a hard time memorizing Scripture? Raise your hand. And I think all of us do have a hard time. It's not something that's easy. It takes work. But tonight, I want to hopefully help give a little bit of instruction on how we can do that a little bit better. And how's the sound, guys? Are we doing okay? Okay, good. Wonderful. Psalms 119, look at verse 11. The Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." I hope you have that verse memorized. Let's say it together. Ready to begin. "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Having God's word hidden in our heart is so important. Who doesn't want to be successful? I mean, everybody wants to be successful. Most people have a burning desire to live a life that has purpose and meaning. Of course, different people have different definitions of success. Someone might think that a lifelong stable career, retirement, a house that's paid off, being debt-free is success. Someone else might think that money doesn't matter, but having a loving family is success. Whatever your view of success is, the Bible has a definition for success. Take your Bibles and go to Joshua chapter number 1. Joshua chapter number 1. Now, maybe some of you have this verse memorized. I memorized this a long time ago. Joshua chapter number 1, look at verse 8. "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein." Okay, everyone, stop. Now read the next phrase with me. Ready, begin. "For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." This is the only time in Scripture we know that the word success is found. Now, I've memorized this verse when I was a kid. I've read it many times. I've read it. But out of all the times I've read or quoted this verse, I didn't really think about the first part of the verse. I've always focused on the second part, meditating it, obeying it, and that brings success. But notice the first part. "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." Now, that's an interesting phrase. How can this book of the law not depart out of our mouth? How can we keep it? Are we going to carry our Bibles with us everywhere we go? Literally everything that we do, we have our Bibles? No, that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about having it in our mouths, but to get it to our mouths, we have to have it first in our hearts. To get it up to the mouth, it's got to come from somewhere, amen? This commandment is impossible. We cannot not let the Word of God depart out of our mouth unless we have His Word, parts of His Word and verses memorized. And so then success starts with memorization, memorizing the Word of God. How about we quote Psalms 119, verse 11 together? I hope you know it. Here we go. "Thy word have I hid that I might not..." All right, I hope you're saying it at home one more time. "Thy word have I hid sin against thee." I hope you're saying it at home. Boy, it's so important to have His words hidden in our heart. So tonight, to end this series, we want to end it with this thought: having a committed mind. A committed mind. We want to have a committed mind. I think they got the wrong notes up there. Is that right? I see a Christ-like mind. That's okay. He said, "Be quiet." All right, Brother Stanley's telling me to be quiet back there. But tonight, we're going to talk about having a committed mind. By the way, if you need the notes, we emailed those out, and so hopefully you can follow along tonight. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day that we had to serve you. And Lord, we all feel guilty in this area. We all feel like failures. We're not good at memorizing your word. None of us are. Lord, help us to be better at it. Help us to work at it and recognize the importance of it. Help us to be committed to memorizing your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. As we wrap up this series, What's on Your Mind, we're going to talk about memorizing Scripture. If there's one area that I need to work harder in, and I believe most of us do, it's this area right here: hiding God's word in our heart. I was privileged to grow up in a Christian home. My parents went to church. I grew up, my mom, when she was with child with me, I was in church with them. And when I was born, I remember sleeping under the pews. My parents were in church all the time. So just being in church growing up, I memorized a lot of Scripture. Whether it was for a piece of candy in Sunday school class, or whether it was for points for my team at VBS, or whether it was, you know, some kind of competition at a camp, whatever it was. I remember when I was in eighth grade, I joined it was called Scripture Say Down. We had to memorize, I want to think it was 200 verses or something like that, and Bible quizzing and all these things. Just growing up in church, it helps you memorize the Bible. And by the way, just a side note there, it's important to have your kids in church every opportunity they have. Let me say it again. It's important to have your kids in church every opportunity they have. Well, it's not that big of a deal. When they get to be my age, they get to be your age, they're going to look back and think, man, I'm so glad my parents had me in church. That's not to hurt anybody. It's to help us remember the importance of church. But also, you know, my parents were committed to Christian education. Now, I went to public school parts of my life. I had a Christian school, homeschool. So I was kind of all over the map. Eighth grade, I went to Christian school. And in Christian school, I learned, my parents sacrificed for that. My mom had to work an extra job and all these things. But they put me in a Christian school. And in that school, I was forced / encouraged to memorize Scripture. And when I was a kid, I didn't like it. I didn't like being forced / encouraged to do anything. But I'm glad today as an adult that I have some Scripture memorized. In our school, our Christian school kids that go to our school, they memorize between 150 and 200 verses every school year. 150 to 200 verses. They're required to memorize a few verses a week. They're every pace or every pace that they do, which they do that every few days, they have to memorize a verse. And so my son, Max, by the way, hi, Max. I hope you're having a good night, buddy. Max, who started off in kindergarten in our school, by the time he graduates, should have about 2,000 verses memorized just from going to school. So I thank God for our heritage. I thank God for church and memorizing. But what about us now? What about us adults who are not in school? Nobody's forcing / encouraging us to memorize the Bible. How do we do that? How can we do that? And so tonight, I'm enlisting here some help from somebody who tonight is an incredible, incredible example in this area. That school that I mentioned I went to from 5th to 8th grade was in Watertown, Wisconsin. I was introduced to my then favorite and still favorite preacher, Dr. John Goetsch. And Brother Goetsch is on staff at Lancaster Baptist Church at West Coast Baptist College. But when I was in 5th grade now, 5th grade, so that was 25, 26-something years ago, 5th grade, he came, Brother Goetsch came and did a revival for our school. And I remember sitting there and listening to him preach in that gymnasium. Now, in Wisconsin, I don't know, I could be wrong, I don't know about all churches, but the churches that I were part of, nobody says amen in Wisconsin. The pastor would be thundering, bless God, and it's just like crickets, you know. And so I remember him thundering away in that auditorium. It was just silence. And I remember him preaching, and I thought, wow. And sure, not too long ago. But Brother Goetsch is an incredible Bible memorizer. I don't have the statistics, but I know he's memorized tens of thousands of verses. He talks about it in college. He talks about how he does it. And when he preaches, he often just quotes Scripture. Scripture after, not one or two verses. He'll quote an entire passage and then another passage. And then, I mean, he just has it memorized. And so he teaches several different courses on how to do that. So I borrowed some of his material tonight, and hopefully, because I've learned it, some of it, and used it in my life, my wife has as well, and it works. It works. And so tonight, I want to give you some secrets, some help on memorizing Scripture. So I hope that's a blessing to you. You can write it down, put it away, and start. I think it would be great if Christians right now started memorizing Scripture. Wouldn't that be good? Come on now, somebody help me. Wouldn't that be good? You know, if instead of memorizing our favorite, you know, Madonna song, see how far, I had to go far back so I didn't, you know, anyway. But instead of memorizing, you know, something we shouldn't, memorizing something that we should. So the biblical principle is that you sow what you reap. You sow what you reap, but you don't. You reap what you sow, amen? I said that wrong. You reap what you sow. You get out of what you put into it. And so if you put time and effort into memorizing Scripture, it's gonna be a blessing to you. There is no like secret to memorizing Scripture. There are tools and things you can do, but really the secret is time and effort. Time and work, time and effort. And so tonight, let's talk about memorizing Scripture and some thoughts about that. So number one in your notes, if you're taking notes, we see the important start. The important start. It's important to start memorizing Scripture. It's important to start. I believe that most Christians recognize the importance of memorizing Scripture, and most Christians struggle with that. It's important. It's important now, isn't it? To memorize scripture. It's important. Some of us don't think it. Well, I have it on my phone or I have it. But you know what's interesting is when you're being tempted, when you're having a hard time with something, that's not the time to pull out your phone and start looking for something or try to find your Bible. We ought to have some things. We ought to have the scripture hidden in our hearts. Just like anything in life, learning to walk, talk, write, drive, whatever the case might be. Maybe it's learning how to drive better. Amen. We just need to take that first step, that first step. So, Pastor, where do I start? How about this? Letter A, specify a point in time. Now, it looks like we don't have the slides tonight, so I have to write this down. That's okay. Specify a point in time. Have a point in time that you plan to memorize Scripture. Now, if I were to poll most members of our church, most Christians, if I were to poll, most of us would not have a point in time that we memorize Scripture. I think the percentile would be very low. But isn't that an important thing to do? So have a point in time that we memorize Scripture. A few months ago, I walked out of my house, and I went out the front door, and I looked around. And I felt like jumping off a bridge, Brother Asprelli. I looked around, and I mean, there was weeds as far as the eye could see. There was weeds in the front yard. There was weeds in the backyard. There was weeds. Now, I have 2.3-something acres there. And so there's weeds as high as my waist. There's weeds as thick as my thumb. I mean, there's weeds everywhere. And then there's stuff on top of that. There's rain gutters that aren't draining. And there's a rotten wood here and there that needs to be replaced. And there's broken sprinklers. And I'm looking around my property, and it's a beautiful house and everything, but there's just a lot of things that need to be done. And all of a sudden, I just felt overwhelmed. And I thought, man, how in the world am I going to get this done? How am I going to get this done? I don't have the time for this. So one day I told my wife, I said, honey, and we were talking. I said, we need to start getting up 2 hours earlier every day. And she said, I'm with you. She's an early riser. And she doesn't have a problem with that. It's me. I'm the problem. And I said, okay, we got to get up 2 hours earlier if we're going to get. And so we started that maybe a couple months ago, getting up 2 hours early, her and I, and we go outside with the kids, and they love it too. Let me tell you how much they love that. And we go outside, and we started chipping away at stuff, just chipping away. And then I had the fit guys come help me, and just chipping away. And then after a few weeks of that, all of a sudden you look around, and the weeds are starting to go away, and the projects are getting done. And you know, when you look at it as a whole, it can be overwhelming. It makes you want to quit. It makes you want to say, I can't do this. But when you set a point of time, you say, okay, this is the time I'm going to work on this. Then you start chipping away at it. And that's how it is a little bit with Bible memory. Where do I start? What you know, the Bible's huge. I mean, you don't memorize the whole thing, but you can start somewhere. Start with a point in time. Maybe 20 minutes in the morning. Maybe 15 minutes at lunch. Maybe 10 minutes before you go to bed. Whatever it is, but have a point in time. Letter B, specify a place to try. Specify a place to try. Someone once said, the difference between a genius and average is what you do while everyone else is sleeping. The difference between genius and average is what you do while everyone else is sleeping. I believe that one of the greatest challenges of 2020 is noise. Noise. Constant. Anybody else with me tonight? Constant noise. When I'm trying to get work done, I mean, it's this phone call, this text message, this email, this notification, this person, this, and between family and cell phones and all these things that we got going on, it's just constant noise. And so what we have to do is create a space where there's no noise. That's hard. Sometimes, and by the way, not just for memorizing scripture, but for our walk with God. We have to have a point in time when the kids aren't tugging at us. We have to have a point in time when our phone isn't ringing. And you know what a good time of day to do that is? Early in the morning when everyone else is not calling you, when your kids are still sleeping. And you might not be an early riser. You might have to get up and go to work early. But find a time in your life where the noise is quiet. There's no noise. Let me give you number two. So we see, number one, we see the importance of the start. Then we have the inclusive systemization. So systemizing, memorizing scripture. Now let me spell that for you. S-Y-S-T-E-M-A-T-I-Z-I-N-G. Did you get that? All right. The inclusive systemization. So systemizing, memorizing scripture. Letter A, we see consider the teacher. Consider the teacher. What is the ultimate purpose of memorizing scripture? What's the ultimate purpose? Why should we memorize Scripture? Brother Asprey, how about a poll here? What do you think? No right or wrong answer. Is he on camera? Look at this handsome face right here. Look at this. He got his hair cut. Why do we memorize Scripture? Okay, learn more about God, Brother Gonzalez. To use it later, Scripture, because we need to use it. Whether it's to know more about God, to understand Him more, or whether it's when we're being tempted, but we memorize Scripture to use it. How many of you dads out there, or moms, I guess, you're cooking, maybe mom, you're cooking a meal, or dad, you go to get something done around the house, and you can't find the tool you're looking for. You just can't, he said, every time. You can't find the tool you're looking for. Isn't that frustrating? Isn't that just frustrating? And then you do what I do. You just go buy a new one, amen? And so, but we memorize Scripture because it's a tool that we use when we need it. Acts 18:28 says this, "For he mightily convinced the Jews," talking about Paul, "and that publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus was Christ." Paul was skilled using the Scriptures. The Bible is prolific. It has verses on every subject that we need to know, every subject that we need for life. Anything that you struggle with, the Bible has a subject about that. And so we memorize Scripture to use it when we need it. Letter B. Choose a topic. Choose a topic. Perhaps a good place to start is with a subject you struggle with. Now, I know some of you at home, you don't struggle with anything, but for those of us that do struggle, maybe pick a topic that you struggle with, Maybe lust, anger, greed, anxiety, frustration, temptation, contentment, commitment, doubt. And the list goes on. But maybe you have a problem in one of these areas. You struggle. Maybe anger is something that you struggle. Man, you just get angry like that. Maybe anger is an issue that you struggle with. But once you have a topic that you've chosen, it's time to start memorizing. Dr. Goetsch, who I mentioned earlier, he has a method that he uses to memorize. And it works. I've done this in the past. My wife has done this. He teaches it to Bible college students around the country. And it's very simple. It's not complicated. Now, I know there's apps and things like that that you can use, but this really works well. Get yourself some 3x5 cards, Simple. Tonight I have a cue card Brother Asprey prints for us every service. And it's about the size of a 3x5 card. It's more like a 3x3, but you get a card about that size. And on one side of it, write on there your subject. Write on there your subject. It could be a subject like hell. Maybe you want to memorize verses about hell. Maybe heaven. Anger is what you want to start with. So you write anger. So you get yourself some cards. You write the subject on one side, and then you write on the other side the verse you want to memorize. Now, Dr. Goetsch talks about writing them out, and I think that's a good idea. There's something about writing it that helps us memorize it. That's the first step, really, to memorizing it, is writing it down. Deuteronomy 6:9 says this, "And thou shalt write them on the posts of thy house and thy gates," talking about the laws, the commandments. There's something about writing things down, having them there physically with you. There's just something about having it on a card physically written down. And then you take those cards, and maybe you want to start with 10 verses you want to memorize, maybe on anger. And so you write anger on there, 10 cards, and then you find 10 cards. You know, "Thou shalt not make friendship with an angry man," and all these things. "An angry man is like a city without walls." And you have these verses that you want to memorize. And then you just, and it could be, again, you have your point in time. I'm going to memorize, 15 minutes a day or whatever. And so you get those out. It might be on your commute or some other time, but you get those out and you flip through those cards and you just keep memorizing them and you keep memorizing them. And then once you have them memorized, then go to another subject or add to it. But keep your keep your flashcards there with you and keep memorizing it. And how many think it would be great? Now listen, how many of you really, you think it would be great if you struggle with anger, you had 10 verses memorized about anger? And boy, you feel, your kids lose your tools and you're trying to find your tool. And, you're about ready to go to Home Depot and spend another $50, And you start feeling like, real upset, and you start just quoting those verses. Maybe you have a struggle with lust and you see something or you think about something. And wouldn't it be good to have 15, 20 verses you could just quote off? Just right off the top of your head. And let that word. And so I think it's an important tool. It's a very important tool. All right, so let's go to the next one. Number 3, we see the intent of sound. the intent of sound. Letter A, we see the reason to be audible. And so this point is really about, as you're memorizing scripture, to say it out loud. As you're memorizing it, say it out loud. Luke 11:28. Would you go there in your Bibles? I think it'd be a good time for us to take a little break and go to something in our Bibles here. Go to Luke chapter number 11. Luke chapter number 11. Look at verse 28. Luke chapter number 11. I hope you had a good day. What'd you have for dinner today? What'd you have for dinner? What did I have for dinner, Brother? I had Taco Bell. Amen. How many of you like Taco Bell at home? And some of you right now, you're like, no, you know, you don't like Taco Bell, but it's cheap, amen, it's cheap. All right, so look at Luke 11:28. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and what? Keep it. They that hear the word of God and keep it. There's something about saying scripture out loud when you memorize. It will aid in your memorization. It'll get you used to verbalizing the way scripture sounds when you read it. When I study for messages, typically what I do is I start with an outline and I take a passage of scripture and I find the main points that I want to communicate. And then I'll write the message. And usually my messages, every pastor is different, but my messages are 8-9 pages long. And what I'll do is I will write it and then I'll rewrite it and then I'll revise it again a third time. But one thing that I really enjoy doing before I preach is I like to read my scripture out loud, instead of just in my head, in my office. I know the staff probably thinks I'm in there talking to myself all the time, but I like to read it out loud. It's interesting how different the Bible sounds when you say it out loud than how it sounds in your head. And so a verse that you're memorizing, I don't know how far you want to go with this, but you know the devil's listening. Is everybody awake tonight? Is everybody here? All right, I want to make sure. The devil's listening. And what do you think happens when you say a verse out loud? I think it scares him. Somebody help me tonight. Somebody help me. And by the way, it wouldn't hurt you to quote a verse and somebody, a human, hears you as well. And it might scare them too. But anyways, saying the verse out loud, there's power in that, and it helps you memorize it as well. So we see letter A, the reason to be audible. Letter B, we see the reward to the applicable. The reward to the applicable. Everyone likes to have money, especially when you need it. Amen? You're broke. Talking to a brother tonight, you got a flat tire or, you know, something happens to your car and you want to have money. Everybody wants to have money, especially when you need it, but not everybody likes to save money. Have you noticed that? Not everybody likes to save. We all like to have money, but we don't like to save money. And we all like to have money, but very few people learn to invest money, to the power of investing. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:14-15, for the merchandise, talking about the word of God, is better than the merchandise of silver, wisdom and knowledge, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. He goes on in verse 18, he says, and happy is everyone that retaineth her, talking about wisdom and knowledge gained from the word of God. Every verse that you memorize, listen to this, please. Every verse that you memorize is an investment. It's an investment. Are you listening tonight? Every investment. The talk of lips tendeth to penury, but in all labor there is profit. I memorized that scripture using this method. The talk of lips tendeth to penury, but in all labor there is profit. And so the more you spend time memorizing the word of God, and oh boy, I fail in this area, amen? We all do, and we need to work hard at it more. But listen, invest in your own life by memorizing scripture. We see the reward is applicable. Let me give you number four here tonight. I'm moving on. We see the interesting shift. So what happens when you start making your cards? You start memorizing scripture. You start investing in memorizing scripture. There's a shift that takes place. We see letter A here, the body's rhythm. There's something that happens when you're memorizing. There's something interesting that happens. If you sit down, if you're trying to memorize while you're sitting down, it's a little bit harder to memorize than if you're standing up and walking around, because your body has a rhythm. Think about music. Music has a rhythm. Let me ask you a question. How did you memorize your ABCs? How did you memorize it? Maybe an acronym? Maybe word association? No, you didn't memorize it. You memorized it because of A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And so when you put the alphabet to song or a rhythm, it's easier to memorize. That's the same thing with Scripture. As you're trying to memorize, practice walking around and memorizing while you're walking around. And there are Scripture songs that you can memorize. I'm going to teach you one tonight. Do you know this verse, Ephesians 4:32? Do you know this one? Brother Easterday, I don't know if you're watching. I'm sure you are. But Brother Easterday taught me this song many years ago in his Sunday school class. Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. That's a great verse to memorize. But you know how an easy way to memorize. Do you know the song? You don't know the song? All right, I'm going to teach it to you. Ready? Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32. Ba-dum-ba-dum. No, I'm just kidding. But be ye kind. Notice the rhythm. Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32. And you can do that with all kinds of verses. But I memorized that verse, and I will always I can't forget that verse. And now I'll be singing that for like 3 days now. But anyway, putting it to rhythm, there's something about that. And then letter B here, we see the body's routine. There's something about walking and memorizing, or walking and praying. There's something about getting up and reading your Bible at the same time every day. There's something about having a pattern in your life of walking with God, a pattern in your life of memorizing Scripture. The same holds true with a pattern of church. One of the things I'm really worried about, I'll be honest, transparent, I'm worried about people being out of the routine of going to church. I worry about that. You know, I grew up in church. It's so second nature to me. I don't know that I could ever get out of the routine. I'm sure I could if I was backslidden enough. But I worry about Christians getting out of that routine, getting up, getting dressed, going to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And there's something about when you miss church for a while, it's hard to get back into that what? Routine. And so the body has a routine. It's the same thing with memorizing Scripture. The body learns thought patterns. If you don't believe me, just ask somebody who's tried to quit smoking. It's not so much the nicotine, although it is. It's not so much the addictiveness of the. My dad taught me this. It's not so much those things because he quit smoking like a week ago. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Like a long time ago when he first got saved. And so, but he would tell me it's not so much that stuff. It's the routine of it. It's I always smoke after I do this. I always smoke before. And so it's the routine. And so in our life, conversely, there's good things and bad things. But in our life, when we memorize Scripture. As we're walking, as we memorize Scripture every day, it will become part of our routine in our life. And that's a good routine to have. We all have plenty of bad routines, amen? We have plenty, and there's only a few good routines mill at home, amen? And so there's some good routines that we could get into tonight. Memorizing Scripture is one of them, all right? So let me give you the last point tonight. I hope the message has been helpful, and I left my glasses at home, and so I keep reaching up to my head to adjust them, and they're not there. Number five, the intent set. The intent is set. The intent is set. So you've set your intent. You're now your intent on memorizing Scripture. I hope tonight, listen, I hope tonight, if one person listened to this message and decided, you know what, I'm going to start memorizing Scripture. I feel like it would have been successful. I know that in my heart, I really want to up my time memorizing Scripture. But once you set that intent, letter A, we see the goal of a moment. Set a goal. Once our intent is set on memorizing Scripture, set time goals. We all have goals that we didn't achieve. I just mentioned the treadmill at home that's dusty. We all have goals that we've set that we did not achieve, and it can be discouraging. And so, you know, if you don't achieve your goal, get back on the horse there, but have a goal. So the recommendation here is not to set a verse goal. I'm going to memorize one verse or two verses or three verses a week because sometimes some verses are harder to memorize than others. Joshua 1:8 is a little bit more difficult than Ephesians 4:32, or rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, or Jesus wept, amen? My verse for the week is Jesus wept, and I'm good to go for this week. No, so instead of having a verse goal, possibly, here's just an idea, have a time goal instead. Just have a time goal and set a goal. I'm gonna try to memorize verses for 10 minutes every day, or even start smaller than that, 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes, that's it, 5 minutes. Anyways, it's a good thing to do. There's a book out there, I've read part of it, didn't read the whole thing, but it's called Atomic Habits, and the premise of the book is setting very small goals in your life. And those will turn into very small goals will turn into habits, and those habits turn into bigger habits. So one of the things he suggested was, I'm the kind of person, Brother Asprey, you might be, Brother Gonzalez, you might be like this. I'm the kind of person where I say, I'm going to work out. I'm going to start working out. And so I go all in. I go to the store. I buy new shoes. Come on, somebody help me. I get some new clothes. I mean, I get a gym membership. And I go that first day and I work out. And boy, I kill myself. And I work out. And the next day, I'm like, you know what? I'm too sore. I'm just going to wait till the next day. And then the next day rolls around. And I pretty much decide I'm fine with the way that I look. And so, and then I spend, $1,200 a year for nothing on a gym membership. And I know many of us are that way. And so don't be discouraged when that happens. Don't be discouraged. Set a small goal. And so here's what this guy said. He said, here's what you do. He said, just every day, just go stand on the treadmill for 1 minute. I do that every day anyway, trying to reach something in my closet. But anyway, go stand on the treadmill every day, and just stand there. And then he goes to the next, and stand there for a minute. And then he goes, the next week, go stand on the treadmill and walk for a minute, and then walk for 5 minutes, and so on and so forth. But you could do the same thing with memorizing scripture. So the intent set, the goal of a moment. And then we see letter B here. We see the gratitude of memorizing, the gratitude. So here's just a closing thought for you tonight. I hope that's helpful. If anything, I hope it's driving home the importance of memorizing scripture. But we see the gratitude of memorizing. God went through an incredible amount of effort to give us the Bible. Amen? An incredible amount. Men like Tyndale gave their lives for this book right here. We take it for granted. We do. We have, I've been working on a little bit on the side here about the history of the Bible and how we got to the King James. And it's interesting how so many people suffered and died just to have a copy, just to have a copy. We take it for granted. It's on our phones. It's on our iPad. It's, you can go down to the Dollar Tree and buy a Bible. But God went through a great effort to give us the Bible, and men have died for the Bible. I think one of the best ways we can show gratitude to God for that is by memorizing it, not taking it for granted, but putting focus on it and memorizing it. So the question is tonight, and has been for the last many Wednesday nights, what is on your mind? What is on your mind? That's a great question. What is on your mind? I hope this series is about how God created our mind. We talk about the changed mind, the conscientious, captured, complacent, careless mind. We talk about the contaminated mind, the closed, censored, and clean mind. We talk about the conformed, Christ-like, and finally tonight, the committed mind. And so tonight, and in light of the whole series, let's work at allowing and encouraging ourselves and others to allow the master of our mind to be the mind of our master to be the master of our mind, the mind of Christ to be the master of our mind. And may we spend time with the Lord, and may we spend time memorizing the Bible. And many times we talked about censoring our mind and keeping our minds clean. Today, and I'm just going to close, I'm going to pray, but today is a day where we're letting too much garbage into our minds. Too much. Through social media, through news, and through television, Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime, and all these things, and even in music, and even sometimes people that we spend time with. We allow so much garbage into our mind. May we allow the mind of our master to be the master of our mind. Let's pray together tonight.